My name is Michelle Owu, and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can you tell me, please, your name, your age, and where you come from?
My name's Simon Bond. I'm 38, and I come from Featherston, which is a small town in West Yorkshire.
And how are you, Simon?
I'm fine, thank you, very well.
How did you hear about the project?
It must have been about 18 months ago when I heard it on the radio, when it was just one of about 4 or 5 proposals for what was going to be in the square. And it just stuck out as an idea that was either brilliant or balmy. I wasn't quite sure which, but I thought, that's interesting. I'll keep around for that one and see if anything comes of it.
And what inspired you to take part?
Well, like I just said, I just thought, this is either brilliant or it's balmy. But it was just so original and different. I thought I would like to take part in it. So I put my name forward.
Sorry, there's just a bit of background noise there. What happened? How did you feel when you heard you had a place?
Surprise. Because it's one of those things you don't think your name's going to come out, but it did. A little bit of trepidation, a little bit of nerves, like, oh, what have I let myself in for? But quite excited too, I think. Mm-hmm. Quite excited, yeah.
What did you do when you found you had a place?
Well, I was at work and I checked on my emails at work and... my fiancée works in the same place as me as well, so I went straight down and told her, cancel all plans for the 9th of July, we're going to London, basically.
What was her reaction?
Oh, right, oh, okay, right, that's fine. You got on? Yes, yes, we did. So, yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
A library assistant. I work in a library, public library.
What's been the reaction of your people?
Some people have been really up for it and thinking that's brilliant, that's fantastic. Some other people just think it's plain weird. I think you're doing what? You're going up, right, fine, okay, that's fine. So mixed reaction, but generally supportive, and I hope that they're all going to be watching today.
Are they going to be watching in the square?
Most of my work colleagues will be watching online, I think. But I've got some family and friends that are watching in the square.
Why are you going on the plinth?
Why am I going on the plinth?
Who are you doing this for?
Who am I doing this for? For me, I suppose. And oh, that's a difficult question. I don't know. I just felt like I wanted to. It's just it's very difficult to put into words, really. It was just a feeling that I wanted to do it. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. I want to be a part of that. Can't really articulate why or who I'm doing it for.
Can you tell me what you're going to do with your hour on the
What am I going to do? Well, it's going to involve reading and books. It's because I kind of thought, I was tempted originally to do nothing at all, because the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you're up there 20 odd feet, 4 metres by 1.5 metres, that's very constricting really, but the more you think about it, that's actually fantastically liberating, that's very liberating. How often do we get the chance today to do nothing? But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, no, if somebody's given me 1 hour, then I should do something which is, I don't know, the essence of me, or which means a lot to me, or which I'm passionate about. And I love books and I love reading, so I'm going to do something involving books and reading. I'm probably going to read some books out loud and read quietly to myself.
Which type of books have you been reading?
Well, I'm going to read a mixture. I work in a children's library, so I'm really big on introducing children to the magic of books and reading quite young, and I think books and reading are a little bit on the back foot at the moment. There seems to be this idea abroad that they're somehow old-fashioned, and the internet and Twitter have replaced them. That's garbage, that's absolute rubbish, that's nonsense. I know children love books because I see it every single day. So I'm going to do a children's story time. There's probably no children whatsoever in the vicinity of Trafalgar Square, but I don't care, frankly. I'm going to do a children's story time. I'm probably going to just have 15 minutes quietly reading whichever book I'm reading at the moment, which I've brought down, and I might finish off by, I don't know, by reading a poem to London, to the city.
What are you reading?
I'm reading, it's a Jeeves and Wooster actually, it's P.G. Wodehouse, it's Joy in the Morning, P.G. Wodehouse, yeah, so I'm bringing that down, that's here.
Is there a book from your own childhood which was really important to you?
I don't know if there was one particular book. I mean, like a lot of people, I started with Enid Blyton and that sort of thing, The Famous Five and all that. Never liked The Secret Seven, but I like The Famous Five, and from there I just went on, and I read all the time. Like I said, I'm quite passionate about it really.
What impact do you hope today will have?
I don't know. I mean, it's not. I don't want to try and use it too much as a soapbox, which is why I didn't want to get sort of branded head to toe with slogans or anything. But in my own quiet kind of way, I hope I'm sort of standing up for reading, well, standing up like 20 odd feet above one of the most famous squares in the world, sort of thing. And you know, it's the great thing about reading is it's completely versatile. You can do it anywhere and everywhere, even sat on top of a plinth in Trafalgar Square. So if somebody sees that or hears me on the live feed and thinks, yeah, books, reading, that's really good, then that's fine. Just one person hears that.
What's the main thing you would say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
How would I paint a picture of myself? Oh, kind of quiet and shy, really. And yet, oddly enough, with a bit of an exhibitionist show-off streak, which is very strange, a bit of a contradiction, I suppose, which is probably why I'm doing this. So, yeah.
Have you had any previous experience of performing in an arts context?
Yeah, I have. I've been involved with some local sort of theatre companies, community theatre groups in the area where I live, some community plays and things. And some children's theatre groups, which I've appeared in and helped to stage and stuff like that, backstage work, front stage work. And I've appeared lots and lots of times. Well, I don't know if this counts, but I read lots and lots of stories to children as part of my job. I go around lots of local schools, nurseries, under fives, mother and toddler groups, reading stories to them, to children.
What are your hopes and fears for this experience?
Well, my hopes is that I'll really, really enjoy it and feel elated coming down, and that people will see me and think I'm doing something okay. Oh, your fears. Well, you have, you know, you obviously have these sort of irrational fears that you're going to get pelted with tomatoes, or you're going to get jeered, or you're going to get heckled, or you're going to get people shouting horrible things at you or something. So, you know, I've gone through all those, my sort of 3 o'clock in the morning moments, but on the whole, I'm quite hopeful, quite excited, really.
Any expectations?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about any expectations. There's a bit of an unknown quantity because I'm still got a reasonable idea of what I might do when I get up there, but you never know. You never know when you're up there what the experience is actually going to be like. So I might end up doing something completely different. I'm not sure. So it's not too wise to have too many expectations because I might do something unexpected.
How do you think you might respond?
How do I think I might respond? I don't know. I don't know if people seem positive, if I pick up positive vibes or whatever, then I think I'll respond okay, because I don't mind an audience at all. I don't mind up in front of an audience, but if not, then I'll just go quietly and retreat into my shell and curl up in a little ball.
Does the artist's concern to democratise art, has that played any part in influencing you taking up a place?
Not really. I mean, I think art is democratic. I know there's, I'm very, it links in with my thing about books, really, that there's a little bit of an argument that books and stuff are elitist, and the same thing goes for art sometimes, which I'm vehemently opposed to. That's absolute nonsense. So yeah, I suppose it did a little bit. It was an interesting idea. It was the democratic aspect of it that kind of appealed, really.
Can you tell me just a little bit about the place that you're from?
The place I'm from, well, it's small, a really, really small town, a bit of a dying town, really, because it was a mining town, it was a pit town. There was even a famous sociological book in the 50s done about it called Coal Is Our Life. Well, there's no coal anymore, so the town's sort of dying on its feet a bit, really. It's a pit, it's a mining culture. But there is a strong sense of community there, under a bit of attack, I think, but it's there. It's there if you look for it.
Is this where you grew up?
Yeah, I grew up there, yeah. Yeah, and my family are all from there, yeah.
Thinking again about where you come from.
Yeah.
Do you think standing on the plinth today is any way representative for you, for your community?
I wouldn't purport to represent my community, really, because I suppose I come from the generation where mining is history, really, which is quite interesting. But in other ways, the more I think about it, the more I think what I'm doing might, because there's a strong, how can I put this? There's a strong, I'm reading books because I really, really believe in books and reading and stories. And I think stories are really, really important. I think stories are like, I don't know, sort of the lines we draw, you know, to join the dots between culture, and books are the best way that's ever been invented of telling those stories. And the culture I come from, I suppose, it is a storytelling culture. It is, if you'd call it the oral tradition of stories being passed on, you still hear people talking about the miners' strike in the 80s and some of the older people, even the general strike. So stories get passed on. I mean, there's been lots of events in my town. There was miners shot there in the 1890s and things like that. So in as much as it is a storytelling culture, when a lot of the culture of Featherston and the town I come from, is based on stories and the transmission of stories from one generation to another or from one person to another, then I suppose in that sense I might be representing my culture by telling stories on the plinth.
What's been the interest of the local community in what you're doing?
Quite well. As I've said before, I kind of mix some people really positive. Wow, that's fantastic! Tell us all about it. We want to know more about that. Some people, that's doing what? Bloody hell! They're a silly bugger. That sort of thing. So it's quite a mixed reaction, really. But you know, hopefully people will support me for doing it.
Thank you very much.